Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Naresh Magu with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expresses pride that science is progressing with renewed energy in 21st century India. Says a wave of happiness swept through the country on Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla's safe return from space. In his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Prime Minister Modi says roads to Viksit Bharat in 2047 passes through self-reliance, urges people to buy and sell products made in India. Prime Minister calls upon citizens to preserve centuries-old manuscripts containing extraordinary knowledge in various fields, says government's Gyan Bharatam mission to digitalize manuscripts in an effort in this direction. In Uttarakhand, 6 people killed in a stampede en route to Mansa Devi temple in Haridwar. Israel announces 10-hour military pause in 3 designated areas of Gaza to facilitate humanitarian aid access. And Indian athlete Seema becomes first woman to win a medal in 5,000-meter race at World University Games in Germany. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed pride that science is progressing with renewed energy in 21st century India. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi spoke about Indian Air Force Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla's return from space. He noted that there was a wave of happiness and the entire country felt a sense of pride when the Indian astronaut landed safely on Earth. He said that children began to show curiosity about science and space, developing ambitions of becoming space scientists.
साइंस को लेकर स्पेस को लेकर बच्चों में एक नई जिज्ञासा भी जागी. अब छोटे छोटे बच्चे कहते हैं हम भी स्पेस में जाएंगे, हम भी चांद पर उतरेंगे, स्पेस साइंटिस्ट बनेंगे. आपने इंस्पायर मानक अभियान का नाम सुना होगा. यह बच्चों के इनोवेशन को बढ़ावा देने का अभियान है. इसमें हर स्कूल से 5 बच्चे चुने जाते हैं. हर बच्चा एक नया आइडिया लेकर आता है. इससे अब तक लाखों बच्चे जुड़ चुके हैं और चंद्रयान 3 के बाद तो इनकी संख्या दोगुनी हो गई है. देश में स्पेस स्टार्टअप भी तेजी से बढ़ रहे हैं. आज 200 से ज्यादा हो गए हैं सिर्फ स्पेस सेक्टर में.
Mr. Modi praised the Indian students who brought glory to the nation by winning 3 gold, 2 silver and 1 bronze medal at the International Chemistry Olympiad held in Dubai earlier this month. The students were Devesh Pankaj, Sandeep Kuchi, Devdutt Priyadarshi and Ujjwal Kesri. The Prime Minister stated that India has strengthened its position in the world of mathematics. The Prime Minister expressed pride that UNESCO has recognized 12 Maratha forts as World Heritage Sites. These include 11 forts in Maharashtra and 1 in Tamil Nadu. The Prime Minister elaborated that each fort has a rich history, from Salher Fort, where the Mughals were defeated, to Shivneri Fort, where Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj was born. Prime Minister Modi said that August is the month of revolution, highlighting the courage of 18-year-old freedom fighter Khudiram Bose. He said that when the freedom fighter walked toward the gallows on the 11th of August 1908, there was a smile on his face while tears filled the eyes of the people of Muzaffarpur, Bihar, who gathered around the jail where the young patriot was paying the price for his patriotism.
1 August ko Lokmanya Bal Gangadhar Tilak ki punyatithi hoti hai. Isi mahine 8 August ko Gandhi ji ke netrutva mein Bharat Chhodo Andolan ki shuruaat hui thi. फिर आता है 15 अगस्त, हमारा स्वतंत्रता दिवस. हम अपने स्वतंत्रता सेनानियों को याद करते हैं, उनसे प्रेरणा पाते हैं. हमारी आजादी के साथ देश के बंटवारे की टीस भी जुड़ी हुई है. इसलिए हम 14 अगस्त को विभाजन विभीषिका स्मृति दिवस के रूप में मनाते हैं.
Mr. Modi also spoke about the Swadeshi movement which began on the 7th of August 1905. He mentioned that the movement gave new energy to local products, especially handloom. To commemorate this, the nation celebrates National Handloom Day on the 7th of August every year. The Prime Minister emphasized that textiles in India are not just an economic sector, but also a representation of the country's cultural diversity. He expressed happiness that the textile and apparel market is growing rapidly with contributions from women in villages, designers in cities, elderly weavers and youth working together. Over 3,000 textile startups are now active in India, many of which are promoting India's handloom identity on a global scale. Mr. Modi stated that the path to a developed India in 2047 passes through self-reliance, and the foundation of Atmanirbhar Bharat lies in being vocal for local.
2047 ke viksit Bharat ka rasta Atmanirbharta se hokar guzarta hai. Aur Atmanirbhar Bharat ka sabse bada aadhar hai vocal for local. Jo cheeze Bharat mein bani ho, jise banane mein किसी भारतीय का पसीना बहा हो, वही खरीदे और वही बेचे, ये हमारा संकल्प होना चाहिए.
The Prime Minister also spoke about the diversity found in Indian folk songs and traditions, including bhajans and kirtans. He expressed admiration for the Radha Krishna Sankirtan Mandali from Kyonjhar district in Odisha, which is raising awareness about forest fires. Pramila Pradhan is the inspiration behind this initiative, and she has added new lyrics and messages to traditional songs to help protect forests and the environment. Mr. Modi acknowledged that festivals and traditions are an integral part of Indian culture and mentioned that documenting both the present and the past is another important facet of this. He cited the example of Mani Maran from Thanjavur, Tamil Nadu, who started evening classes to teach people to read Tamil palm leaf manuscripts. Mani Maran taught people the method of reading and understanding Tamil Suvadiyil, which is palm leaf manuscripts. He emphasized that similar efforts across the country could make ancient knowledge part of the consciousness of the new generation. Inspired by such efforts, the government has launched a historic initiative in this year's budget called Gyan Bharatam Mission.
Bharat Sarkar ne is varsh ke budget mein ek aitihasik pehel ki ghoshna ki hai. Gyan Bharatam Mission. Is mission ke tahat prachin pandulipiyon ko digitize kiya jayega. Phir ek national digital repository banayi jayegi. Jahan duniya bhar ke vidyarthi, shodhkarta, भारत की ज्ञान परंपरा से जुड़ सकेंगे. मेरा भी आप सबसे आग्रह है, अगर आप किसी ऐसे प्रयास से जुड़े हैं या जुड़ना चाहते हैं तो माई गॉव या संस्कृति मंत्रालय से जरूर संपर्क कीजिएगा, क्योंकि यह केवल पांडुलिपियां नहीं है, यह भारत की आत्मा के वो अध्याय हैं जिन्हें हमें आने वाली पीढ़ियों को पढ़ाना है.
Mr. Modi also announced that India scripted history by winning nearly 609 medals at the World Police and Fire Games in the United States, a sports tournament for police officers, firefighters and security personnel from around the world. India ranked among the top 3 out of 71 countries. The Prime Minister congratulated the athletes and coaches, adding that the next World Police and Fire Games will be held in India in 2029. Mr. Modi noted with satisfaction that the Swachh Bharat mission will soon complete 11 years. He highlighted that it has become a mass movement with over 4,500 cities and towns participating in the Swachh survey this year. He praised the people of Kirtinagar, Uttarakhand for setting a new example of waste management in the hills and mentioned technology-driven organic waste management in Mangaluru. Concluding his address, Mr. Modi extended best wishes to the nation on the occasion of Haryali Tej. He said that amid the showers of Sawan, the country is once again going to be adorned with the fervor of festivals.
Sawan ki fuharon ke beech, desh ek bar phir tyoharon ki ronak se sajne ja raha hai. Aaj Haryali Tej hai, phir Nag Panchmi aur Raksha Bandhan, phir Janmashtami, hamare Natkhat Kana ke janm ka utsav, ye sabhi parv यहाँ हमारी भावनाओं से जुड़े हैं, ये हमें प्रकृति से जुड़ाव और संतुलन का भी संदेश देते हैं. आप सभी को इन पावन पर्वों की ढेर सारी शुभकामनाएं.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is participating in the valedictory celebrations of the Adi Thiruvathirai festival, marking the birth anniversary of the legendary Chola Emperor Rajendra Chola I in Ariyalur district of Tamil Nadu. The Prime Minister will release a commemorative coin in honour of one of the greatest emperors of India, Rajendra Chola I. On the second day of his two-day visit to Tamil Nadu, Mr. Modi also offered prayers at the Gangaikonda Cholapuram temple in the district earlier in the day. Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has stated that India is witnessing an unprecedented transformation in its infrastructure and logistics sectors, which are laying a strong foundation for the country's economic growth. The minister was addressing virtually the third convocation ceremony of Gati Shakti Vishwavidyalaya in Vadodara today. Speaking on the occasion, Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav highlighted the transformational changes in Indian Railways over the past 11 years. He noted that the rail network has expanded by 5,300 kilometres and tunnel construction has reached 368 kilometres. Mr. Vaishnav referred to the youth as the engines of growth and urged them to support the vision of a developed India by 2047. In Uttarakhand, at least 6 people lost their lives and 20 others were injured in a stampede on the pedestrian route leading to Mansa Devi Temple in Haridwar today. Senior Superintendent of Police Pramendra Singh Dobhal said the stampede occurred after chaos broke out following a rumour about an electric current spreading in the area. Here are more details from our correspondent.
Upon receiving information, the Uttarakhand police, STRF and other rescue teams promptly reached the site and launched a relief and rescue operation. The injured were admitted to the nearby hospitals, while those in critical condition were referred to higher medical center. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami have expressed deep sorrow over the incident and wished a speedy recovery for the injured. Chief Minister Dhami has ordered a magisterial inquiry into the incident and stated that strict action will be taken against those found responsible.
पूर्ण घटना घटित हुई मनसा देवी मंदिर हरिद्वार में की सीढ़ियों के पास अफवाह फैलने से भगदड़ मच गई और कुछ लोग घायल हुए हैं। सभी घायलों को अस्पताल पहुंचा दिया गया है। बचाव के काम चल रहे हैं। इस घटना के मजिस्ट्रियल जांच के आदेश कर दिए गए हैं और ये अफवाह क्यों फैली, कैसे फैली, इसकी जाँच की जा रही है।
Meanwhile, the state government has announced a compensation of 2 lakh each for the next of the kin of the deceased and 50,000 for those injured. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the loss of lives due to the tragic stampede at Haridwar. In a social media post, Mr. Modi offered condolences to those who lost their loved ones. He prayed for the speedy recovery of the injured and noted that the local administration is assisting those affected. In Odisha, several parts of the state, including the northern region, are facing a rising flood threat as continuous heavy rainfall in the upper catchment areas of the Subarnarekha, Jalaka and Baitarani rivers has led to overflowing waters and widespread disruption. Israel has announced a 10-hour military pause in 3 designated areas of Gaza to facilitate unhindered humanitarian aid access. The pause will take place daily in Al-Mawasi, Deir al-Bala and Gaza City from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. local time until further notice. The decision is being coordinated with the United Nations and international organizations. Indian athlete Seema scripted history at the ongoing World University Games by becoming the first Indian woman to win a medal in the 5,000-meter race final in Germany. She clinched the silver with a season-best time of 15 minutes, 35.86 seconds, which also marked the second-fastest performance of her career in the event. In cricket, India will resume the second innings at the overnight score of 174 for 2 against host England today on the last day of the fourth test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Old Trafford in Manchester. Captain Shubman Gill, not out at 78, and KL Rahul, unbeaten at 87, gave India a glimmer of hope as England took a 311-run lead on day 4 last night. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expresses pride that science is progressing with renewed energy in 21st century India. Says a wave of happiness spread swept through the country on Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla's safe return from space. In his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, Prime Minister Modi says road to Viksit Bharat in 2047 passes through self-reliance, urges people to buy and sell products made in India. Prime Minister calls upon citizens to preserve centuries-old manuscripts containing extraordinary knowledge in various fields, says government's Gyan Bharatam mission to digitalize manuscripts in an effort in this direction. And in Uttarakhand, 6 people killed in a stampede en route to Manasa Devi temple in Haridwar. And with that, we end the midday news.